Hi, Tim.
Hello.
Hi, Tim. My name's Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you doing today?
Yeah. Good.
Okay, great. So, you know, John, my mapping coordinator, he just wanted me to jump on the phone and kind of go over the product details and pricing with you. Did you have any questions aside from the price?
Yes.
Okay. Shoot it. What are your questions?
So all this does is put me on the front page of Google Essay.
No, so we do a few other things. I do see already, I just kind of did a quick scan of your company. I do see that you have a Google My Business already profile. And you have a website. Your website, did you make this yourself or, oh, you got it through Wix, right?
Well, I go through a Wix to do it,
mm-hmm.
But I don't manage it very well. The only reason I have it is because State of Ohio said I had to have it.
Okay.
But I do not utilize it because that's not my strong suit, and I don't have time.
Okay. Well, you know,
I'm more of out in the field kind of guy, and I don't want to sit behind a computer and do website talk.
Right.
I don't want to.
Well, that's where we come in. So, Tim, so we would manage your online marketing, all of your online marketing, so that you can focus on your business. Okay. So, you know, and I did see that you are using HomeAdvisor as well. How are you liking them?
I do not use them. I used them for like a week.
Oh,
and that was
okay. What happened?
Yeah. So basically the way HomeAdvisor and them guys work, if you don't already know.
Yeah, probably.
They send you leads.
Uh-huh.
And they come across your home, like your login, like your profile page with them. They'll come across, hey, this person wants this done, this person wants this done, this one person wants this done. Are you interested?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if you want the job or you don't want the job. Either way, you got to pay a fee for them giving you that lead.
Right.
And that fee could be anywhere from $75 to $150 a lead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'll get 5 or 6 leads a day.
Wow.
So I'm over $1,000 in 5 days, and I haven't even accepted a job yet.
Oh, wow. So you didn't take any of those jobs?
No, because I told them I was too busy to do it, and they just kept sending me leads.
Oh,
because they said, well, if you don't have time, you don't have to do the job. You just say, hey, I don't have time, I'm busy. I'm like, wait a second, but I'm still paying the lead. I don't want the job.
Oh, man. Oh, that's frustrating. Yeah.
Oh, it was a lot.
I'm pretty familiar with how they work. They're actually being charged by the FTC for doing that. So, you know, that is kind of, you know, where they lie. So, you know, that's a pretty big thing to be sued by the FTC for the way that they manage and market small businesses. So
yeah, I told them, it'd be one thing if you charged me $150. And you gave me a lead, and I said, yes, I'll take the job, and I got the job. And you're like, okay, well, we gave you that lead, so you got your job, so we want $150, like a commission base.
Right.
No. Mm-hmm. Want their money. They don't care whether you take the job, or if you go in a bid, and the customer says, you know what, it's a little bit out of my budget, I'll just wait. Either way, you still have to pay the lead fee, no matter what.
Right.
And
right.
They're racking fast, because they push them leads in as fast as they can. So they can just keep racking it up.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah. Well, so, and that's what we're going to eliminate from you, Tim, is we don't actually charge for leads. We make it so that unlimited calls go directly to your phone instead, so you don't have to pay for individual leads. But the major benefit of our program is it did just become available, so we are filling it today. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we'll close out the category and we can't work with anyone else who does what you do. Okay, so, I mean, I know you see the value in being placed on search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yes, I do know the value of that, yes. Because
okay.
Most people don't even read halfway down any search page, and the odds of them switching to the second page is rare.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure there's dead bodies on the fifth page, so.
Yeah, the fifth page, I don't even know who's there.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Nobody goes there. So, first off, do you have a Facebook business profile?
I set one up. There is one, yes, but okay. Very underutilized.
Okay. All right. Well, so the package that I think is best going to fit your company, Tim, is going to be our Platinum package. And a little bit of what that's going to include, because you were asking, it's going to be our Google Complete Local Optimization setup. So that's for your spotlight position on the map section on the first page of Google. It's going to include complete directory submission packaging to the most popular directories in your area, you know, such as Yahoo, Yelp, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages. It's also going to be for Facebook ads, as well as initial content creation on Bing and exposure that covers mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated systems such as Alexa. So we
okay,
literally...
So if somebody got on Siri or something and said, hey, companies remodeling bathrooms in my area or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes. Uh-huh. Exactly. So that is what we would make you, I mean, any of the keywords that you would want to come up for. So, which is kind of interesting because, you know, it's like you do remodeling, but Home Advisor, they have you listed for only deck porch repair. So
yeah, that's, and that's not all I do.
Yeah.
Especially since that's, you know, you can only do so many months out of the year in Ohio, and then you take out all the rainy days on top of it, you're not doing much for decks.
For decks, yeah.
Yeah, that's not my main focus, no.
Yeah, well, so that's pretty disappointing, you know. I mean, you were paying somebody for a service that they're not even listing you for the jobs you're doing. you know, and so we would list you for the actual keywords that you want to be found for. So,
yeah.
I mean,
I do decks. I got two decks coming up. I do them, but that's not the only thing I do. That's not the only thing I offer.
Right, right. Well, yeah, so that's why we would make it for all the services that you offer, right, instead of just decks and porch repair. I mean, that's a pretty specific thing to put, too, you know? So it's we make it so that you're found for all the services that you do offer, but you know, we also look through the area and see what's most consistently being popped up. You know, this is all programmed into backlinking, optimization. So it's not just like, you know, you have one keyword. You're not, if people are looking for that, then we're not going to put that, right? But we can put variations of it that people are actually searching for in the area. So really, though, the beauty of the program, Tim, is it does come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system, so you will be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that were performed. So in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. If you want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any content, you can actually do this with the assistance of your account management team. Okay?
Okay.
So, did you have any questions so far?
No, I think I kind of get the gist. It's pretty much you guys offer a service to manage all my online advertising management type of deal. Right,
yes.
Basically.
Yeah, so we're going to cover all your bases. I mean, you know, if you wanted us to manage and maintain the website, we could do that, or we also could create another website. I mean, your website is fine, you know. I mean, it's definitely everything that you would need. You know, you can get a quote.
It's all there. It's just very generic.
Yeah,
it's not like pictures and all that stuff. Like, State of Ohio said, Tim, you have to have a website if you want to be a corporation. I said, okay, if that's what you say I gotta do, that's what I gotta do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just for not, you know, knowing maybe necessarily, it's not bad. It's not a bad website. I mean, you know, it gets the point across, you know, of what you do, where you're located, how to reach you. You know, that's, I mean, mostly the point of a website, right, is to get in contact with you, be able to see what other things you do. I mean, it, on the website, it does say gallery, and when you press on it, it doesn't go to anything. So, you know, that, those are things that we could help out with, right?
It needs to be pictures and photos and stuff I do, actually do.
That well, so that's the websites that we can create. Actually, you can do that. You can add pictures of your work, you know, make it so, again, so people can contact you. But we also have a new something that we added just recently so that people can actually pay you directly from your website as well. And then leave reviews to, like, Google or Facebook or Yelp or any of the other directories that you are submitted to. So.
Yeah.
I mean, and, you know, ultimately, Tim, we're a performance-based company, right? And I know we're going to get you the results you're looking for, and you're not going to be paying, you know, huge amounts for leads you're not even paying for. It'll be that flat monthly rate. So I'm sure this is something you want to give a shot, right?
Well, it's intriguing. What are you talking cost-wise?
What?
And so what are you talking cost-wise a month?
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. So the price for it is set at a two-month agreement. So it actually is set at a flat rate, though, month to month. The two-month agreement doesn't mean you're paying 2 months up front. It's just a verbal agreement. So it's $299 month to month. It does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to cover the programming. So your initial investment is going to be $398, and then next month it'll be $299. Okay.
Yeah. Now, so is it Google or what? I guess I missed that.
No, we're local Splash, like a splash of water. So we're a Google partner. So Google itself doesn't actually call people. You know, they're a very huge company. They just don't really. I mean, I don't know any nicer way to put it, but they just don't care about small people. You know. Like, the little guys, like, they're, like, into, like, the Targets and Walmarts, you know, like, so, I mean, it's just, Google just doesn't reach out and call people themselves, right? So, but yeah. We're here to kind of assist in getting that on there and maintaining, managing, and optimizing the people that can get that business from Google.
Okay. Yeah, they did send me something in the mail about something.
Well,
I had to do something to be on there for them to even be able to do a Google search.
Yeah, so you have a Google business profile, and when you get a Google business profile, they send out a PIN verification just to verify, that you're not like, you know, working out of your truck or something like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, they just need to verify that you have an actual address.
Yeah, why does Google care?
Right. I mean, well, you know, it's just so that, because they're still representing their whole company, Google. So, they just don't want shady people on there that are just, you know, working out of, you know, some, like I said, like their van or something. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Yeah.
It's still.
We're trying to...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I understand. I get it.
So, Tim, I did go ahead and send you a text message. Just so you can look at it, it's our pricing page and website, so you can take a look at who we are, right? Just so you know, we've been in business for 17 years doing this. We do have 10,000 clients, 4.9 satisfaction rate. On our website, you can see there that we are a Google partner. And just, you know, kind of what that means is we have the highest level of certification and training necessary to become a Google partner, as well as a sustained client growth and revenue. And then below that is the packages that I'm talking about. So that, that is our pricing page and website. I don't know. I'm a visual person myself, so I like to have things to look at, right?
Yeah. I'm looking out now. Yes, custom websites, blah, blah, blah. Slash web page. Local CEO. Last Meet our team. You guys are out of California?
Yeah, we're located in Costa Mesa.
Okay.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with California, but it's in Orange County.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like
you don't want to come out cold. It's like 40 degrees.
What?
I said you guys come to Ohio where it's 40 degrees right now.
Oh yeah, no, I'm okay. I mean, I used to live in Minnesota, so it's not too far from there, but, at least I know some of what cold weather is. You know, I lived in Minnesota for like a year in Minneapolis.
Yeah, that's colder than what we are. I would assure you that.
Well, yeah. And then after that, I lived in Montana, and it gets colder in Montana than Minnesota. It's awful. I think I'm good. But hey, you know what? We pay for it here for this nice weather. You know, studios here are $2,000. It's so insane. It's crazy.
Oh no. If I'm out for $2,000, you're the king on the hill. Like you're living in a mansion for $2,000.
Yeah.
Like, you got a big beautiful house with 15 acres and some horses, and that's what you're paying for.
Oh, I mean, that would be nice. You know, rooms for rent are like $1,500, like rooms for rent, just to rent a room here. It's so crazy.
Wow.
And then
house and some land for $1,500 in Ohio.
Oh yeah. I'm really considering it. I mean, gas here right now is like almost $7. So it's, you know, that again.
Ours is $3.46 or something.
Oh my gosh.
We're mad at that.
Yeah, imagine $7. Imagine $7.
No.
I mean, you're spending almost half your paycheck just on getting to work. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And so then the other thing, Tim, I can go ahead and do just, I know, again, you have a website, but just to kind of get an example of a website that the package comes with, it's a customer of ours that's actually been with us for 4 years, and they are ranking on the first page. This one is a landscaper, so obviously yours would be different. If you did want to just kind of start over with a customized website. But that is an example of one that comes with the package. And then I'll go ahead and send you a 6-minute YouTube video of our analytics system and exactly how that works.
Okay.
So those should have come through.
Yeah, I got. Look at the landscape thing. So. Yeah. So basically, I mean, it's not much different than mine. I mean,
No. I mean, we do have, like, customized websites that you can do with the package, but it just means a longer commitment. That are actually more, you can add more and create more on the website. But this would be the example of the website I'm sending you now is what comes with the package I'm talking about. So, the only thing about it is maybe it's just a little bit more organized, I would say. So, it's just kind of clean cut, you know, this is where you can reach me, where you can leave reviews, you know. But, I mean, it's not that much different, really. So, I mean, that's why I was saying your website is pretty good. You know, I mean, it gets to the point. So, and that was just an example, though. So, what are you thinking, Tim? Are you ready to secure the listing?
$299 a month. Okay. So, what kind? So, there's no, like, other than the 2-month deal, or is that what it is? So,
there's no.
So basically, So I'm guessing what I'm getting at, if I keep my website I have now, do you guys manage that, or only if I use this website? Does that make sense?
Well, so we could manage it if you give us access to it. So you would just have to give us access to the website so we could manage it, yes.
Okay. And for all that, $2.99 a month.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay. No, so like 3 months from now, if I'm not satisfied, I can just switch? Or stop or whatever.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, but you can. You just need to contact customer support 3 days before your next billing. So like I said, it's a 2-month agreement. It's just a verbal agreement, but no matter what, you can always call customer support just 3 days before your next billing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have time to manage all of that stuff. I don't. And I even tell customers, I'm like, yeah, there's a website on my business card, but it's very just, you can look at it if you want.
Right, right.
Okay, then why you got a website? And I'm like, Ohio said I had to have one, so I got one.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, people want to have a website. People want to see your Facebook page, because we live in that digital age where they want to see, you know, not just tell me you did a bathroom. Let me see pictures of a bathroom you did for a customer, right? What they want.
Right.
See.
Exactly. Well, and the great thing with the Facebook ads is, so I'm sure you've been looking for something on Google, right? Or something, you know, just say you're looking for shoes, right? And then you go to your Facebook and you see an ad for shoes, right? Have you seen
yeah.
that? So that's
yeah.
called retargeting, and we are actually, yeah, it is a little scary. Well, they're listening. Okay. Everybody knows this now, but we're able to do that. And it's just called retargeting. So it's, just a way to saturate a larger, market of people. So we are able to make it so that your business will pop up when people are scrolling through their news feed. Okay.
Yeah. And they'll be like, wait, I just was Googling somebody to come fix my front door, and now on my Facebook.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. I know how that just, yeah, it just makes me laugh. Like, wow. Okay. So,
Now you'll be a part of it.
I know. What a sick world.
Well, I mean, did you watch the Super Bowl? I mean, everything with the Super Bowl was like, all the commercials were like metaverse and crypto, like all of them, you know,
yeah.
And this is just the direction that the world is moving, you know, not that it hasn't been for a while, but it's getting so much more in everybody's face that, you know, eventually the metaverse is going to be life, you know, that people are going to
yeah.
be living in the metaverse. I mean,
yeah,
I don't know about... you know, I mean, I feel bad for our kids, you know, like really, like that's who I really feel bad for. You know, having that social interaction is almost completely eliminated, you know, but,
yeah.
but for businesses, you know, it's helpful to have your business on there so that people can see you without knowing who you are. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. the only thing I always question is, I don't know if I should have my address on there because it's my home address. Because I'm a construction company, so I don't actually have a building.
That's totally fine. We won't list your business address. I mean, your address on your anything. So we won't list your address. So,
yeah,
I mean, and there's
like
a lot of people that do that, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
I got a construction trailer and tools. That's all I need.
Yeah, no, you don't have to have your address on there. I mean, I would say the majority of people that do, like, you know, even plumbing or, you know, construction or any of that don't have addresses listed because there's no actual place for somebody to walk into. So there,
yeah,
it's not. Yeah, so
yeah.
We won't list it. The only reason I really would need your address is for billing purposes, just because you already have a Google Business profile, so you have the login credentials for that, right?
Yeah, I used it when I set it up.
Okay. Do you remember them at all or have them written down somewhere?
Oh, you know, we just talked about that, so I guarantee you my Apple Mac thing has my stuff recorded, yes.
Okay, okay. Okay, well, that's all you need. Yeah, is that. It's the login credentials for that, so.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, I'm sure I'm on there somewhere, I'm sure. I just have to find it.
No, well, I found your, yeah, I found you. You okay. Do have the, like I said, you do have the, Google Business profile, and it doesn't have your address on there, so.
Okay. I've never even tried to Google myself. What the heck comes up? Did it even find me? If I Google myself,
like
do I
your
show
name
up?
Or your business name. If you Google your business name, yeah, you pop up.
I do under Home Advisor, don't I?
Yeah, well, so that's what Home Advisor does, is they list you on Google through their own company. So that's why we're making it so you're a completely separate entity, but you still have a Google Business profile. They used to call it Google My Business, but now they changed the name to Google Business Profile. So you do already have that. On your own, which you like you said, you got the PIN verification, so you must have done that by yourself. You didn't actually do that through Home Advisor.
No, I did it by myself.
Yeah, so all you need is the login credentials for that, and we'll be able to optimize, you know, keyword searches for it, you know, and manage the Google Business Profile along with the website, and then, you know, being an exposure that covers the mobile devices. And then also the Facebook ads as well.
Yeah. Okay. Contact. Now services. I'm on my little website. Yeah. So yeah. See, I don't even have all my services on here. It says flooring, kitchen, and bathroom. That's all it says.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, even when you press on gallery, it doesn't. Nothing comes up.
Yeah, because I never have photos. Because
like
I said, well, this is it's so just time consuming that I'm busy enough, and on my free time, I don't want to be sitting in front of this.
Right. And it's right. So we'll be able to take care of that for you.
Yeah, at the same time, there is a market, or there's a people. That there's a lot of people that will go to a website to verify, and they want to see pictures, and they want to see a legit looking thing, and that unfortunately that's what they're looking for, because they say, oh wow, they got pictures, it looks legit, they look, you know, it looks professional, and this guy has no website, no nothing, he just showed up my door and gave me a quote.
Right. So I mean, it's just, it's a matter of being a established business, right?
Yes, and that's what I'm looking for.
Right, so that's what we're going to do. We're going to help you be an established business.
Yeah. Instead of a guy trying to go for it, go for it.
Okay. All right, so you ready to get set up?
Yeah, let's try it.
Okay. All right. So, Tim, is your first name, is it Tim or is it Timothy or?
Officially, it's Timothy.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
D as in David.
Okay. And then what is your last name? Is it Walker?
Yep.
Okay. And so then the best phone number to always get you on is going to be the one we're talking on, right? The 319-0192?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
And then what is the best email for you?
Tim.wbci@icloud.com.
Okay.
Which, oddly enough, when I set that up, just for abbreviation's sake, there's actually already somebody that has a WBCI and they're a radio station. And I'm like, huh, what's the odds?
Well, so that email isn't coming up. Just to clarify, it's tim.wb@icloud.com.
C. The Walker Brothers Construction, Inc. is just abbreviated with one letter each.
Okay. Oh, okay. BT. Okay. Sorry. Okay. Okay, there we go. And so then the, let's see here. So the best address for you is going to be, what's the best address for you?
The 11865 Amish Ridge Road, Mount Perry, Ohio, 43760.
Okay. Okay. And so okay, here. All right. And then, let's see. So then the services that you want to put on there, so obviously remodel, fences, kitchens, right?
Yeah, so I do home remodeling. I do, home repairs. I can do I've done windows, drywall, painting, doors, flooring, you name it. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't do concrete work. I don't do roof unless it's something like really simple.
Okay.
I don't like getting up on roof. I'm not really limited to just one area of stuff.
Okay. And then, so the hours of operation for you are going to be?
So typically I put on there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Because I don't want people calling me at morning or at 7 o'clock at night.
Okay. And then, do you do emergency calls at all?
If they're close by, and if it's something I'm able to do yet.
Do you charge for those?
For the emergency calls?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
so
if you call me, you call me on the weekend to come fix a leaky pipe in your basement, and I'm sitting here with the family, it's going to cost you.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. And then so the logo that you have on your website, is that the logo that you want for your company, or would you want us to create one?
That is my logo. That is
okay.
With all cards and everything.
Okay. And then it's not required, but do you have licensing?
As far as what?
Well, I mean, just for whatever your state, the licensing required for the state.
There are none.
Okay.
Not for residential, like electrical licensing and plumbing licensing and stuff. That's more on the commercial side for Ohio. You don't have to be. I mean, there are some people that do what I do, and they are licensed, but Ohio does not require it. I know
okay.
That makes some people like good inside, like, "Wow, he's a licensed electrician." I'm like, okay, so then go with him. But Ohio don't require me to do that.
Okay, yeah, no worries. And then the best form of contact for you is going to be phone, text, email, all the above, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And so then why don't you go ahead and just, you know, give me, you know, a couple of cities to start with. And always you can change these, add these. Just, you know, just give me a couple of cities to start with.
Okay. So I guess it'd be Zanesville. Let's see. Zanesville, Somerset, Mount Perry, Glenford, Thornville, Buckeye Lake, Hebron, I mean that's a good area. And then you start getting into like the big city of Columbus, which is like the New Albany, Nagahanna, Reynoldsburg. Them are like the richy high end neighborhoods, like $2 million homes, which are really good market areas. That's where the money is. That's where you buy your yacht boat. Somebody told me one time.
Okay. And for the website, you're going to want to just have us manage your website, or do you want a new one created?
Mine is paid for 2 years.
Okay.
So I would like not to change it at this time. Okay, it's no money back. Like, it's mine for 2 years.
Okay. And, okay, so let's get into this. Hold on 1 second. Okay. And then, you said you had a business Facebook, right, already?
Yeah.
Is it under, it's just under the name, how it sounds, the Walker Brothers Construction, Inc., correct?
It should be, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know. Yeah.
Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. Okay. All right. Let's see what we got. Okay.
So when I set it up, the way I did was I set it up as a secondary under my personal.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Admin my own Facebook, like, to that, right? So you click on my Facebook page, but it also has a link for my business Facebook page, or you can look that up directly. It's kind of weird how I set that up. That was weird. Like,
no, that's
it.
What,
wouldn't let me just...
Yeah, that's what you have to do, because in order to receive messages from your business Facebook, they actually go directly to your personal Facebook.
Yeah, it was really weird, because I just want to set up normal.
that would be normal. So I did find it, though. So the card you're going to be using, is it going to be a business card or a personal card?
Oh, it's a business.
So does it have your business name on it?
Yep.
Okay. And then it's for the same address, right? The 11865?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then is it going to be a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a Visa.
All right. And so, Tim, when you say the card number to me, go ahead and say it 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you.
4 digits at a time. All right. Hold on.
Sure.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
4798.
4798.
5312.
2249. 2249. 7788. And then the expiration?
1126.
And then the 3-digit code on the back.
353.
Okay. So the next thing I'm going to go ahead and do with you, Tim, is I'm going to read what's called a voice verification. So as I'm reading this, you know, this is mostly just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised, and it's just an added form of protection for you. Okay, so as I'm reading this, if you have any questions or anything that you need clarified, just go, hey, Jesse, I don't understand that, and I'll go ahead and rephrase it, okay? So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. This is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Walker Brothers Construction, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Timothy Walker, CEO.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, I think. Well, I was confused.
Well, I mean, so we're going to set you up for the client. Just, you know, be active in your campaign, right? So that, you know, if we contact you for anything, just, you know, just respond or get back to us.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah. Just so we're working as a team, right? So we'll take care of everything for you, but, I mean, we still want you to be active in part of your business, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date of $322.22 and the non-refundable amount of $398. This will be a recurring payment. That when the two-month term isn't completed, your agreement will automatically renew on each month of the 22nd in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges for the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
So it's just $299 a month, right?
Yeah, so it's the $398 for the first month because it has a one-time setup fee. And then next month it's $299. So it doesn't mean 2 months you're charged $398. It's just that it's the two-month agreement.
Okay.
So the first month is $398, and then next month it'll be $299.
Okay.
Okay. So do you understand all of that?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So we are done with that. So, Tim, the next thing I'm going to go ahead and do is set up your client interview. Okay. So This will happen, and this is where the magic of the program is going to start, okay, where they're going to get your keywords inputted, get your URL, get access to the things that we need to get the program up and running. So it's just a backlinking and optimization. So let's see. I have tomorrow from 1 to 2.
Tomorrow 1 to 2, was it? Tomorrow's Wednesday. Okay, yeah.
Actually, 2 to 3. Is 2 to 3 okay?
2 to 3, your time, my time.
Your time.
Okay, yeah, 2 to 3 is fine.
Okay. Perfect. And then, so also, you should have gotten a couple of text messages just now.
Yeah.
Okay,
I didn't
Yeah, so do you see the text message that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash? We sent you your invoice.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and click on that link for me. So this is everything that we discussed in writing, okay? So go ahead and scroll to the bottom of that where it says, I certify I'm authorized holder and signer on the credit card. No problem.
I know I keep clicking, it's not going nowhere. But I do.
Do you want me to resend it?
Signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as it appears. Oh, never mind. Got it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, it's done. Took me to the login page.
Okay, so bookmark that page, the login page. That's going to be your reporting dashboard. You're going to get the login credentials for that within 1 to 3 business days. Okay? And then, so I did send you the YouTube video already. You do have, here, I'll resend the customer support. Right. Hold on. So here, I'll go ahead and send you my extension and phone number. So if you have any questions at all, either, you'll be able to contact me at any time. Okay. So I'm the lead on your account, but from this point on, you're going to have your account management team assisting you with, setting up the profile, getting everything going. But if for some reason you need anything from me, you can always reach out to me. And then everything looks like it's good to go. Did you have any other questions at all, Tim?
No, so when I talk to you, or will I be talking to you or somebody else?
You'll be talking to the tech side, the operations side, basically, of
the
team.
No, so, like the Facebook and the website and all that stuff.
Yes, they'll be setting up all that for you and managing your account.
Okay, so I need to be prepared to have all that stuff on hand.
Yeah, definitely. So it'll be tomorrow from 2 to 3.
One to two. Yeah, well, 1 to 2,
make
sure I got all my login information and stuff, correct?
Okay, yeah, so, sorry, the time difference. So it's 2 to 3, just make sure you have all your login information. And the whole thing is not going to take an hour. We just allot that hour time just in case they're finishing up with somebody. So just make sure that you hold on 1 second. Are you there, Tim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I don't know what just happened. Somebody, that was really weird. I heard another line come through. I'm sorry. So, yeah, so just be ready from that time, and then they'll be able to finish up with somebody beforehand. Okay, so, and you're going to receive a call from an 877 number. So it'll be 877-635-6225. Okay?
I'll answer it before my phone doesn't answer it.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I said, so I better answer it before my phone decides not to answer it, because it'll take 877 numbers, 88 numbers, and it'll just, like, disregard them.
Oh, well, yeah, so if they don't get you the first time, they'll try again. So, yeah.
Okay. Apple's funny like that. It'll say, oh, it's a spam call, and it'll let it ring one time, and then it goes to spam, which is weird.
No, my iPhone does that too. I know what you're talking about. So, if they don't reach you the first time, they'll try back, and then you can always call in if for some reason it does go straight to your voicemail, because they'll leave a voicemail. So.
Okay.
But, so everything is good to go, Tim. Did you have any other questions at all?
Nope.
Okay, all right.
Hopefully it all works out well.
All right. I really do appreciate your time, and, you know, and I look forward to working with you. And, you know, again, if you need me at all, you have my extension and phone number as well. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate it, Tim.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.